Vernon Bird, one of our missionaries, come up and give us an update on his ministry. Let's welcome up Vernon. Do you want the pulpit? Yeah. Oh, just my, okay. So let me just tell you a little bit about Vernon. Vernon, when I first came up here, Vernon was on the elder board. He was very entrenched in the life of the church, and he and his wife, Val, were looking forward to retirement. But unfortunately, Val came down with cancer, and she passed away right before Vernon retired. And in the midst of retirement, Vernon found a new lease on life, becoming a missionary, and spending the best years of his life advancing the gospel, using the gifts and talents that he has as a biologist, in the advancement of the gospel. So let's welcome up Vernon to share.
Thank you, David. Are you able to hear okay in the back? Is the mic okay? All right, thank you. Well, thank you, folks, so much. Let's do the first slide there if we can, Jace. Yeah. David, thank you. As Dave said, this has been my church home for a long time, and it still is. I travel some, but I rely on the support from here, particularly the prayer support. It's been so good to reconnect with many of you, and I don't know a lot of you, but had a chance to reconnect with Dave and also with the small group that we travel with for years. And I just am so blessed to still have those relationships where we've kind of done life together, gone through some really hard things together and prayed for each other and lifted each other up. So I'm a testimony to the importance of having those kinds of connections. And I thank you, and I treasure those still. I don't know how many of you really know very much about Youth of the Mission. Many of you have probably heard of it. YWAM is the acronym. And I don't know, Seth, whether you're able to capture that really short video that kind of explains it. Can't do it? Okay. Youth with a Mission is a global organization of interdenominational Christians, really with a pretty straightforward mission. It's to know God and to make Him known. And YWAM has training locations in most countries in the world, and lots of tens of thousands of full-time YWAM missionaries. Let's go ahead to the next slide. My particular assignment is in the largest YWAM base in Kona, Hawaii. You can see, I don't know if you can see it very well, but there's a sign that says University of the Nations. University of the Nations is the training arm of Youth with a Mission. And there's a flag circle there, and every quarter, there's a flag there for every country where one staff or student is there. And it's at least 40 every quarter I've been there. It's truly global, international university. Next slide, please. The culture there has very high value for praise and worship. And there's a reason for that. This is a picture of a Monday morning worship service. Every Monday we start the week with an hour of praise and worship. It's something pretty special about being with 1,000 young people just going for it. All I can see is warriors being prepared. And that happens every week. Next slide. We also have a really strong value for discipling each other. And so every Monday night and every Wednesday night, we have prayer and worship called Ministry Night in the prayer room. This is the prayer room on the Kona base. I have to have two a week because it's standing room only, and we don't let the ones that come on Monday come on Wednesday, so there's room. That's a nice problem to have. The prayer room's too small. Next slide. And then every Thursday night, we have a community meeting, and one of the leaders speaks, or one of the speakers that's through that week, and again, prayer worship time. So here's why. We have a high value for knowing God, and that really seriously means cultivating intimacy, a relationship. We have a high value for being aware of the presence of the Holy Spirit, the presence, the prompting, and the power that we all carry. But it's an awareness issue. And so we really, really have a culture for trying to press in so that we increase our own awareness of what we're carrying, who we are. Next. This campus in Kona annually has about 1,200 or so students that come through the discipleship training school. And that's the basic school in Youth with a Mission. It's about a three-month lecture time, and I staff DTSs periodically as part of my role. And the idea is just to press into knowing who God is in this three-month period. So the training is things like hearing the voice of God and knowing and learning and being willing to obey. It's training on the Holy Spirit, Father, Heart of God, and then some things on missions and so on. So we send out about 1,200 people on the second 3 months to outreach somewhere in the world. That's where they work it out. That's where they begin to put into practice what they've learned in the first three for short-term missions. And it can be an evangelism primarily, or training, or mercy ministries. And most often, it's an integration of all those. And then we always work with local churches or local YWAM missionaries who are in those countries to serve them, essentially, in their longer-term ministries. Next slide. My own focus has been primarily in the Himalaya region. I've been with YWAM now for 6 years, and it's been primarily in Nepal and Bhutan and northern India, and I don't think I even knew where Bhutan was before, but that's the Himalaya, the ridge of the Himalaya mountains. The opportunities there are amazing. God has really opened up the opportunities for us in Kona, and so we have chances to serve there in ways I would never have imagined. Next slide, please. Evangelism is one of the main ways that we reach out, and it can take lots of forms. Just some examples here. My good friend Joe there is praying for a guy in Cambodia. So lots of one-on-one, a lot of street preaching through translators often, but Westerners often will draw a crowd. And in the middle there, Terry, on my staff in Kona, we're at a homeless clinic in Kathmandu, washing feet of homeless people and praying for them and telling them about Jesus. And then there's a skit there in Hong Kong, China, one of the teams is doing. We're able to do those kinds of things in creative access countries to illustrate the story of the gospel, where the language is a second one for us. Next. And training takes lots of forms. That's part of what I do. You can't see those too well, but it reminds me mainly to tell you about it. Sometimes we go to countries and we're able to talk with believers and pastors and train them in discipleship, how to do that, how to multiply that. And sometimes we're in more practical ways, like the center slide there. I'm sort of working with some YWAM leaders in Nepal to teach them how to teach things in community development, like clean water and natural farming, growing food in small spaces. And more traditionally in Kona in the bottom, one of our courses, that one happens to be an aquaponics seminar, that's growing plants on water with fish nutrient input. And we have people from all over the world come for those courses, mostly our YWAM missionaries who have seen a need in their country for what the technologies are, and then they come and learn it and take it back. So the next one, I'd like to play a short video that kind of explains what we do in Kona in this area of mercy ministries, which is one that I train in and focus on.
I've been involved with full-time missions for about 10 years, but a few years ago, I remember something changing in me right after getting back from an outreach to Nepal. I saw that a lot of the people that we had been ministering to didn't even have access to their basic needs being met. And while we were able to do a lot of wonderful things, do street evangelism and pray for people and see healings, I couldn't help but think if there wasn't something more that we could be contributing. I realized that I didn't have the tools or the knowledge to help people meet their basic needs. And so I started wondering what would it look like to see areas of food and energy and water and shelter and sanitation included in the gospel message. We had a student, Yvette, who took part in our natural farming seminar. During that time, she learned how to make organic pesticides and plant food and grow food.
I came here at the natural farm to know how to farm in a simple, effective, and low-cost way, so I can go back to my people in Cameroon, especially among the poor, to teach them all what I have learned here, to empower them so they can have healthy food, they will be able to feed their children and also teach their children how to use what they have around them.
We just talked to Samuel, the base director of Pokhara, Nepal, and we were asking him how the work that we're doing has impacted their community. He explained to us that most of the missionaries who are part of the YWAM base are actually from Nepal. They have no income, and the only way that they're able to continue doing the gospel work they're doing is through having their needs met. So being able to grow and produce healthy, nutritious food allows them to continue doing the gospel work that they're doing in Nepal. In addition to that, the community has preschool, and now the children who are coming and taking part of that are able to have nutritious and healthy meals. Their vision is to see these tools used to reach more communities and more villages throughout the Himalayas, and they're really excited about the future.
Yeah, I recruited a guy with dreadlocks. That's a good lick right there. He was a good draft pick. He attracts other young people. He's from Costa Rica. Incredible guy. Next slide. One project that YWAM Kona is really focused on, I got to be involved with and continue to be involved with, is Bible distribution. YWAM is about 56 years old, and the founder, Lauren Cunningham, is not only still living, he is still carrying a major vision. And the latest one is to get a Bible in every home in the world. And if it weren't Lauren, we'd all laugh. But he's some of the things that he's had vision for before have come to pass. Our campus took on 3 districts in Nepal, and so our outreach teams basically are going to every home and every district over the next 2 years and offering a Bible, telling people about Jesus. So my son Andrew, who church also supports, and my grandson Asher went with a team to the far west Nepal last year and last fall and trekked to villages. After about a 12-hour walk over a high pass, we arrived at this tiny little village here, and one person in the village had ever even heard the word Jesus before. So we went to every home, basically in the Himalayas, the way God introduces himself to people who totally understand the spiritual realm is through signs and wonders. And so almost always somebody's sick or injured, and so we're able to go home to home and ask about that, and people would let us pray for them, and often they would be healed, and they'd really want to know then what's that about. And so every home we went to except one accepted either an audio Bible or an SD card, because many have phones, even in remote Nepal, and or a hard copy Bible, all in Nepali, of course. So that's a project that we're working on a lot. Next slide. And then my team in Kona, the community technology team, is, as I said, working in Nepal with our bases there. We have 5 bases in Nepal and 1 in northern India. And so we're just training trainers there. It's a huge opportunity. Our church planters there are looking for tools to be able to help meet people's basic needs and just open doors where the philosophies, the worldviews are so different. Hindu is so different than Christianity. It's just so different. Your testimony, we train everybody to do a 5-minute, 15-minute, and half-hour testimony. It's usually about the youth group we went to or the church we went to or where we got saved. If they never heard the word Jesus before, it's a different deal. You often need to demonstrate God's love to even open up doors, and that's what we're able to do. Next slide. So one of the things is something like just using plastic bottles, which are around to grow food on the side of a shack in a village. And that really took off. It seems so simple. A little soil, stack them, put a little water in the top. It waters all the others. And you can grow a lot of food on the side of a hut. And just examples like that are in bags and sacks. So just examples. Next. Basically, I just wanted to thank you again for your support. It means way more to me than you can realize. I was on the missions committee here for years, heard missionaries come back and say that. I went, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I believe it now. It really matters when we're particularly in really dark places. I have a group here that intercedes for me regularly, including my small group, and it hugely makes a difference to me. So thank you so much, church, for, even though most of you don't know me, for the support that you offer. It makes a huge difference.